You're listening to Hurry, the Movie is Starting podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Richard, and welcome to Hurry, the Movie is Starting podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a solo podcast pre-gaming the horror movie Abigail, coming out April 19th. So Abigail is directed by Matt Bellinelli-Olpin and Tyler Gillette. Matt and Tyler worked together on Ready or Not and The Scream, the 2022 Scream remake. They also are open, I should say, also directed the 2023 Scream 6, which had pretty solid reviews. And Matt and Tyler actually created a group called Radio Silence while directing a segment of the film VHS, which I don't know if you guys have seen that horror movie. It's one of my most underrated horror movies, kind of like a found footage anthology kind of movie. So I definitely, if you have not checked that out, I definitely recommend that one. It is a little dark and it is a little, it gets a little crazy towards the end, but it's definitely a solid horror movie. Yeah, so they created Radio Silence while working on that film, and then those two directors have kind of stuck together through the new Scream franchise, and then Ready or Not, and here they are again with the movie Abigail. And the plot of said movie is, after a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. That is the plot of this movie. If you have not seen the trailer, I'm not going to spoil anything for you because this movie just looks amazing. The concept seems fresh. The trailer looks solid. I feel like they gave a little too much away in the trailer. But if you have not seen the trailer, I recommend you do not watch it, because this movie, with what it shows in the trailer, I think if you don't watch the trailer, you can go in and get fully surprised by the concept of this horror movie, which I'm a fan. This is one of the movies I've been looking forward to a long time, and I'm excited. I keep calling it Isabel, but it is in fact called Abigail. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to spoil anything. That's the plot. Also, did you know this is Angus Cloud's final role before his passing in July 2023? Rest in peace. Dude was so young. He was only 25 years old. He's also known for, I guess, the TV show Euphoria. I've never seen that show, but I've heard things. It just sucks. It just sucks when you have a guy who's 25 years old acting, like, following his dream, I guess? I don't know. Don't know the guy. But I mean, it just sucks to see something like that. So rest in peace, and this looks like it was his final film that he will be starring. He actually ended up passing away before the film stopped filming, but they were able to finish all his scenes and work everything out. So with that being said, rest in peace, Angus Cloud. All right, so this next little fun fact, it is going to be a spoiler alert, but if you want to just skip it, you can just skip to the next 20 seconds, and that should bypass it, because I'm just going to mention this real quick. So again, spoiler alert in 3, 2, 1. This is reported to be based on the 1936 movie Dracula's Daughter. Dracula is part of the Universal Monsterverse, so I'm definitely thinking that this is going to be a Horror Nights house, because we always see these, like, the old Universal Monsters having, like, multiple, like, maybe a house or two at Horror Nights. And since technically this is the Universal Monsters' daughter Horror Nights house, I really do think so. I really do think so. I think this one has, besides Imaginary, because Imaginary is Blumhouse, I think this one has the highest so far out of all the horror movies released to have a Horror Nights house. That is my prediction. If it happens, you can tell me I was right. If it doesn't happen, you can say, Rich, you're crazy. I get that a lot, so it doesn't matter.
First thoughts.
All right, in this new segment, I'm going to do first thoughts. In first thoughts, I'm going to be looking over the internet, mainly Reddit, and trying to see what everyone's first thoughts of this movie are. Because when we're doing solo, I don't think it's really advantageous to just give my own opinions. I want to get mass opinions. So let's go to Reddit, see what they're thinking today. The first thought comes from the user Time Wrinkler, and Time Wrinkler says, I like when horror movies are in gleeful carnage mode rather than just constant jump scares. Alicia Weir was great in Matilda, the musical. Good cast, looks fun. So Alicia Weir is going to be Abigail, who is the main character, and I guess she plays Matilda in the Broadway show Matilda, the musical. Lock108 says, that is a surprisingly great cast. It is a solid cast. Reborn Dead said, "I did a double take on Kevin Durant. For a split second, I thought they casted Elon Musk. If they ever made a movie on Elon, Kevin Durant would be prime." I 100% agree with that. On the first trailer, like when it showed Kevin Durant, also known for playing the Blob on X-Men Origins Wolverine, the first time I saw the trailer, I was like, is that Elon Musk? They look very similar, and he has, like, the way his, like, he's dressed in this movie and with the glasses, I don't know. He just looks like Elon Musk. So I completely agree with that. Once I saw that comment, I was like, okay, I'm putting this one on the podcast because that made me laugh because it is so true. And I'm glad I'm not the only one in this world that thinks that Kevin Durant in this movie looks very, very similar to Elon Musk. He's just slowly transforming before our eyes right into Elon Musk. So with that being said, the cast of this movie features Catherine Newton, who also played Cassie Lang in Ant-Man Quantumania, and she's also the main character in the movie I, Frankenstein, which was a weird, weird, weird movie. I'm still not sure how to process that. I still have not fully processed that movie, and I don't know what to think. It's an interesting one, for sure. She also played in Detective Pikachu. Then we have Giancarlo Esposito, which I'm just going to say Gus Fring. Gus Fring, Breaking Bad. That's all I'm going to say. Dude has, like, since that show has come out and just established his dominance on the acting world as a whole. But Gus Fring, like, that's all I'm going to say. Then we have, again, Kevin Durant, who was Blob on X-Men Origins Wolverines. He also played one of the side characters in Wild Hogs. We have Melissa Barrero, who's coming from Radio Silence and Scream, coming along with from Scream and Scream 6 as well. And again, the late Angus Cloud, who is popular for the TV show Euphoria. So next comment in the first thought section, we have March's Lion 07 said, "Man, they showed a lot of this movie in the trailer." I agree. Minnesota Winter 22 said, "Yeah, the hook reveal is a bummer. Anyone going into this movie cold is in for a nice twist." All right, I'm going to stop there with the first thoughts. And I'm going to dive into the concept of movie trailers showing too much information about the movie before we get to watch the movie. This is a very controversial topic because I understand why they are showing so much in the trailer. They're trying to get people to see enough to get them sucked into wanting to go to watch the movie. And if you do some ambiguous kind of trailer where not a lot is being shown, like I'm going to mention first off, Imaginary, their first like teaser trailer was all black and you just heard like the scenes going around in the background. And their concept was like, oh, you could imagine your own trailer, which was very cool. But if that was the only trailer, I don't think you're getting a lot of people to that movie because they're just seeing a black trailer, like a black screen with like letting your imagination run wild. Personally, I thought it was cool. I would have still watched the movie if that was the only trailer released because the trailer that they released after that gave away too much of the horror movie. And one of my favorite thing about horror movies is like original ideas, new concepts, and kind of breaking the stereotypical mold. I said that so weird. And breaking the stereotypical mold of what a horror movie actually is. So a big issue with that is sometimes we see the trailers for the horror movies and they give away like these big twists that going into the movie would just blow our minds. So that's why I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to say whatever happens in this trailer. Because if you haven't seen this trailer, please just don't watch it. Go into this movie fresh and enjoy it. Because that is going to be, that, in my opinion, that's going to make this movie hit a little harder. I do agree that they did release like the quote unquote twist in this trailer, unless there's another twist. I mean, maybe we're just wrong. Maybe we just saw like a smaller twist into a world of huge twists or something crazy. I don't know, but it is tough because at the end of the day, the studio wants to get people in and they can only do that by showing like some of the best scenes or some of the best moments from this movie. And unfortunately, in doing so, they have to release some of the surprise elements. And it's unfortunate. But then I kind of get the other side of it, too, where if they didn't release a lot of people would be like, oh, that looks stupid. Or, oh, I don't understand. Like, why would I want to go watch this movie with this and this and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. It is a tough one. I personally think that this trailer did show a lot, but, and again, I haven't seen the movie, so it can always change after watching the movie. I don't think it gave away like the full awesomeness of this movie. It gave away a little bit just to see the twist, but seeing that twist honestly makes me want to go watch the movie more, so I'm not even going to complain about how much this trailer showed. We've seen Marvel trailers in the past give away like some of the best parts of the scene, or especially DC. Gosh damn, man. DC has given away some amazing scenes in the trailer, and it turns out those are like the best scenes from the movie, so it's not like, kind of sucks that you see them in the trailer first and you don't enjoy them as much in the movie because you're just waiting at this point. You're like, okay, I haven't seen this scene yet from the movie. When is it going to come? That must mean the movie's going to be lasting a little bit longer. I mean, I might be the only one who does that, but it is what it is at this point.
Over, under.
So, in this segment, I will try and predict the over, under of an overall Rotten Tomatoes score. I will create a quote-unquote line score based on similar movies released this year, or in this case, I will use movies that these Radio Silence directors have come in and done. So in this one, I will compare it to the score of Scream 6, the Scream remake, Ready or Not. Let me give an example of how this is going to work. Scream 6 overall combined Rotten Tomato score, so this is the tomato score and the audience score combined, was a total of 167 overall. The new Scream remake was a total of 158 overall. And Ready or Not was 167. So we have these three total scores. I combined them, divided by three to get the average total. And the average line is going to be 164.5. So my job for the over and under segment is to predict if it's going to be over 164.5 overall or under 164.5 overall. This is just something I can do when I'm on solo podcasts because I'm not going to always have guests on, and it just makes things a little bit easier for me, and it makes things a little bit more fun. So, am I thinking it's going to go over the 164.5, or am I thinking it's going to go under 164.5? The optimist in me thinks it's going to go over. I can see this being like a 178, 179 because the concept looks amazing. And I don't want to spoil it. There's so much I want to say about this movie, but I don't want to spoil it. So I'm just going to say the concept looks amazing. And again, horror movies in the past have had amazing concepts. Imaginary. but ended up struggling on the execution of that concept and turned out to make a potentially high-rated movie into a classic horror blooper. Or creates a classic horror movie flounder that just, it's supposed to float, but it just sinks and all our expectations are lost at sea. So, my prediction for this movie, I think it's going to go over. I'm predicting like a 178, 179. So for me, 164.5, this is an easy over. We'll just see how they execute. And I will update you on how I did on the post-game show. So that is going to be the over-under. Let's jump into the next segment.
Final thoughts.
My final thoughts of Abigail without giving away any spoilers. I think I'm so hyped for this movie. The first time I saw the trailer for this movie, I was sold. The concept, incredible. Something I've never seen in a horror movie before. It just looks like it's going to be a good time. Looks like it's going to be some kills, some deaths, some violence, and then just some mystery. It honestly looks like a cavalcade of just slaughter inside of a group of people that are like essentially trapped in a location. You know those movies where it's a whole bunch of people trapped in like one building and they all start like getting picked off one by one by one. That's the only thing I'm gonna say. It's a horror movie. We all know that there's gonna be most of the time there's gonna be deaths in a horror movie, but I am so hyped for this one. And my expectations are that I'm gonna think this is gonna be like an 8.5, a 9. But we've seen this before. Well, I'll have the highest of expectations, imaginary, and go into the movie and leave and be like, what is the issue with this world? The issue that we think we can just create some piece of shit, put it out there, and that, I mean, they get paid for it. They still get money. I still went and gave them my money. So, I mean, maybe I'm the dumbass here, but I just don't like getting so hyped for a movie and then just seeing the execution being so terrible. But hey, I'm not a director or filmmaker, so I can only give my own opinions. I probably can't do any better. All right, so that is going to be the pregame for the movie Abigail. Stay tuned for the pregame, I'm going to be releasing that one soon, of The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. and the post-game show of Abigail that we'll be releasing after we watch the movie, and I'll give my honest review and rating of that, which I'm so hyped for this freaking movie. I cannot wait. I'm so freaking hyped. And as always, thank you for listening to Hurry, the Movie is Starting podcast.